Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 13th of September, 2017. All the best Apple news. Yeah, as you probably guessed, it's going to be an Apple edition of the news show coming your way right now. We're going to try to do this in about 5 minutes.
Welcome. Yeah,
well, that's pretty much what we got out of Tim. Yes, the big old Apple keynote was yesterday, where we got the unveiling of a few new products. And here on the news show, we're going to go in order as fast as we can for you. Of course, things started off with Tim saying,
yeah, thank you, la, la, la.
And welcome everybody to the Steve Jobs Theater. Talked about the new Apple campus, how many solar panels they got installed, and yada, 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 green, green, green. And after that, it was on to the Apple products. First off the list was the Apple Watch Series 3, this time with cellular capability. Well, that is if you want it. For $399, yes, you no longer had to be tethered to your iPhone. You can stream all those 40 million tracks on iTunes from your Apple Series 3 watch now, as long as, of course, you're using your AirPods. Yes, that'll work best with them. Not only that, Siri will actually speak to you now. The new Apple Watch Series 3 comes with a dual-core processor, so yes, it's quite a bit faster now. And if you're not needing the cellular connectivity, you can get the one without cellular, just GPS, for $329. And if that's still a little too much out of your price range, well, that Series 1, you can get it now for $249. The new Series 3 watches will begin pre-order September 15th and ship September 22nd. From that, they moved on to the Apple 4K television. But we really didn't know what was going to be on the inside of the thing, including that A10X chip. Amazingly, yes, the same chip that's in the iPad Pro. On top of that, with the 4K television, you're going to get four times the GPU performance, and they're promising not just 4K resolution, but HDR, yes, high dynamic resolution 4K. Of course, with a 4K box, you gotta have 4K content, and Apple's got you covered in that department now, too. Though we can probably say Hollywood's not exactly happy about this. 4K movies will be exactly the same price as HD movies were. Yeah, nice. And if you already have HD movies and can get them in 4K, automatic free upgrade for you. As far as price goes, $179 for the 32 gig, $199 for the 64 gig, and 4K ain't your thing. That old Apple TV still selling a 32 gig model for $149. Ship date, exactly the same as the Apple Watch Series 3. Now on to the big stuff. Oh yes, the phones. And no, it's not going to be an iPhone 7S. No, it really is going to be an iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. The new iPhone 8 models now have an all-new glass design, very similar to that iPhone 4 so many years ago. But unlike the iPhone 4, these things have HD Retina displays with True Tone technology now. Other things you're going to be getting an upgrade from the iPhone 7 will be better speakers with a lot more bass, they're saying. Of course, there's the all-new A11 Bionic chip, not to mention how fast this thing is going to be with a 64-bit 6-core processor. There's also a new 12-megapixel sensor on board the iPhone 8. The 8 Plus actually has two new 12-megapixel sensors with 1.8 and 2.8 apertures. Some of the other things we're seeing, of course, with iOS 11, which, by the way, will be out on September 19th, is a new lighting effects when you take photos in software, giving you that more of a portrait look or, you know, studio effect, you know, these kind of things, to make you feel like, yeah, I kind of look like a professional photographer. Although, trust me, the results won't be quite that stellar. Plus, just like with so many phones now, wireless charging. All this can be in your lovely little hands for a 64-gigabyte model at $699 or $799 for the Plus edition. Of course, the phones now will no longer have that 32-gigabyte option. It's only $64 or $256. Regardless of your iPhone 8 needs, they will be shipping September 22nd. Now on to the big boy. iPhone Triple X. No. iPhone X, which is actually iPhone 10. I don't know why we all didn't think about that, but yeah, X10 kind of makes sense now. So what do we get in this $1,000 phone? And yes, that's the starting price. That is if you want 64 gigs. Well, we're going to get that edge-to-edge display. That's a 5.80 LED screen. It's also going to be all glass, just like the iPhone 8, but this will have a stainless steel band. Plus, only available in two colors, silver and space gray. Now, also, just like the iPhone 8, the iPhone 10 will be water and dust resistant, but that's about the end of the similarities, because that home button, bye-bye. And from what we could see from the demonstrations, with no home button, you got a lot of swiping to do now, which will probably take some time getting used to, but all in all, it did look pretty fluid. So, with no home button, how the heck do you get in your phone now? Well, you look at it. And no, it doesn't actually look cheesy like Samsung's does, thanks to its Face ID with True Depth camera system. And from what we've seen as far as security goes, Apple's saying it'll be one in a million that can actually open your phone, so good luck at trying to find that person. Of course, with these new sensors on the front of the phone, that'll make you have fun with your new Animojis. Yeah, it's gimmicky, but it did kind of look cute. So if you want to send somebody some talking poo, well, you can do that now with the iPhone 10. Unfortunately, what you can't be doing with the iPhone 10 is getting it on September 22nd. Nope. You're only going to be able to pre-order the thing come October 27th, and shipping, supposedly right now, will be somewhere around November 3rd. So, whoo, yes, it was a long keynote yesterday, especially when Tim's behind the wheel. But all in all, a pretty good one. The only question I'm personally left with after this event, how many people are actually going to be getting an iPhone 8 when they've seen the 10 already? Get the feeling that those pre-sales, I don't think they're going to be as good as they've been in the past. People will probably save that $200 and probably go for the new model. We shall see. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com, BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for the podcast, the blog review section over there too, plus our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and our BTN community chatting all about the new Apple stuff right now. Come and chat with us if you're an Apple fan, or heck, even if you're not an Apple fan. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love to have you. The news show, get ready for a surprise. There will be a Thursday edition. Yes, indeed. Yes, we will be back for a Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. I promise a lot less Apple. Maybe no Apple. We'll see how it goes. But until then, have a great hump day. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.